We're up to Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we explained that the machlekes of Rav Chisda and Rabbi is whether you say hoyo. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda says that this odol, since if he wanted to, he could have maled himself. So therefore, he's considered as if he shaykh to the carbon, and therefore, if he had him in mind, it's possible. And Rabbi says that since we don't say hoyo, and since the fact is he wasn't gemaled, and he had in mind. People were not nominated for the carbon, and he had in mind somebody who was not gemalot. Since he's not shaykh to carbon, doesn't pass it. Says the Gemara, "Umi isle l'Rav Chisda." About 8 lines on the top. Does Rav Chisda hold hoyul? Rav Chisda believes in the concept of hoyul, but he eat what we learned a few weeks ago. Just the opposite. Ha'ayfem meyamtiv l'chayil. Somebody baked some yamtiv to the weekday, which you shouldn't. Rav Chisda amar loyki, you can receive malchus mahatayda. Why? Because it's forbidden to prepare for yamtiv to the weekday. Rabba amar ainu loyki. Rabba say you don't get malchus. Why does Rabba say you don't get malchus? Rabba amar ainu loyki amarin, and we believe in the concept of hoyul since, and which is v'imikle le'archim. If a guest would have walked into your house, havalei chazilei, it's suitable for them. Even though right now there are no guests, hoyul. Since it would have been guests, it's suitable. So now too, also. So the Rabbi is the one who supports the opinion of hoyul, the theory of hoyul. V'lo lucky. And Rav Chisda says lucky, you do get malchus. And v'lo, I mean, you don't say hoyul. It's just the opposite of what we said here. So be shleimah the Rabbi from Rabbi like Kasha. We can stand a really question. Why not? Here to say that what hoyul could have circumcised, when he could have circumcised, you had to do a physical act of circumcision. Since it's a mechusa maisa, therefore we don't say hoyul. Awesome, no mechusa maisa. Here you don't have to do anything. The guests just wander in. Okay, so there he does say hoyul. Rabba, we can understand. El Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda kasha. We cannot understand Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda. Madoch over here in a place with mechusa maisa, he still believes in hoyul. Over there where it's not mechusa maisa, the guests just have to wander in. Doesn't believe in hoyul. How's it work? Amri, we say. Ki lestle Rav Chisda hoyul lekula. Rav Chisda holds min hadin. There's no such thing as hoyul. Mahatayda. There's no such thing as hoyul. So therefore, we'll never use hoyul lekula. Abluchumri islam. The Rabbana said when it turns out to be a chumra, we're going to say that there's hoyul. And over here in this case over here, we're going to say that he's not yaitz of the current pesach because he had more people in mind. Achreim already asked, how is that a chumra? It's really a kula, because you're allowing him to bring another carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, and might be chulam bazara. And they deal with that. Okay. Rashi, about 10 lines and 9 lines. He doesn't need himself. Let's tell him he doesn't need anything. Where's not lacking anything? Inviting guests is not really a maisa. The la maisa is not an activity. Leslie heard believe in hoyul. Here, when it comes to someone who's not gemalit, the mechusa maisa is the hoyul. He holds hoyul. How does it work? The kudul the paitre from malchus, give from malchus. The chumra leaves some pesachim. They were going to say. Second one, right there. Amalei mazut to bread. Rav Mori leravina. Rav mazut to son of Mori said ravina. Tony, it says. Hoyil v'orla poiselas v'tumah poiselas. It says that since orla passels, and because go back to the brisa, revisit the brisa. We said yesterday we wanted to learn orla from tumah. That since by tumah we say that if you have part tummy and part toy is all right. Maybe orla as well. Part tummy, part toy is all right. Part orla, part mulim is all right. And we're going to ask now, why are you so more easy? Why is it more readily acceptable that by tumah half and half is all right, and you're trying to learn Orla? What's the difference? Ma tumah. This is what you said the Brais yesterday. Ma tumah le also ba mikra tumah mikol tumah. Just like by tumah, all of the people are tummy. Obviously, the carbon is rendered possible. But if some tummy is all right, af Orla so tumah Orla loy also mikras Orla kichol Orla. That's what you want to learn. Equate Orla to tumah. I don't understand. Hi tumah chilame. What are we talking about when we say tumah? Ilema betumas gavri the way posh the pshati. Some people were tummy. Some of the men were tummy, or some of the people were not tummy were tired. Well, my loy also ba mikra. What do you mean you didn't make that part? If part tummy is not the same as all tummy, the ega arba the chamisha gavre tummy, the 4 or 5 people that were tummy, but arba the chamisha gavre tummy, 4 or 5 people that were tired, loy postlu then not postlu, and tummy in the tired in the tummy don't pass the tired. As long as you had a few tired in, the carbon is kosher, and therefore gavre arla nami wanted to equate arla to that and say halay postlu is apostle. The same way luchayda that you know that they're not postlu by tummy, the same source also tells you they're not postlu by arla. Not all at Eilim. What's the source for Tameh? The Mishnah. We learned a few days ago. That now we learn the Mishnah, La Mulin Vilad Eilim Kosher. The same Mishnah says Tameh and says also Mulin Vilad Eilim. Those are Gemal and Eilim, Taka Kosher. So, and yet you weren't happy, you asked the question. So, why on Tameh are you happy? Maishna Tumah Pshitla. Why by Tumah you're so satisfied that what that part, that only all the Eilim is a problem? About all them are Tameh, it's a problem. Maishna Orla, the Mesapkala, you're not certain. So, must be Ella, but Tumah's Basa. When we say Tumah, we're not talking about people, we're talking about the flesh. So what do you mean by flesh? We say that the difference is part tummy, all tummy. Very simple. What do you mean? You didn't make part tummy like all tummy. If only part of the animal became tummy, for example, one of the limbs. That part of the animal which became tummy, you burn. And the rest you can eat. And the rest you can eat. So therefore you want to say the same thing. So what do you tell me? We're talking about tumas basa. We're talking about not tumah of the people. We're talking about this tumah of the meat. Ema sefer, look at the sefer. Donin davar she'enu noy b'cholas vachim. Then we went back and said maybe we cannot learn. We should compare it to something which you don't find by any other carbon. Midavar she'enu noy b'cholas vachim. We thought maybe we should learn arla from tumah rather than pigul, because pigul applies to all kabanas. And this din of tummy and arla only applies to Pesach, because an arl or a tummy is permitted to send his kabbalas to the base of English, even though he cannot participate from it. Mashenkin by current Pesach, because the whole idea is eating. If you cannot eat of it, you're not part of it. So that's what he wanted to say. Now, l'chayde, if we're talking about tummy, tumas basa, that's it everywhere. Any carbon you want, you can send somebody to do your carbon for you, even though you're not trying to eat it, except carbon Pesach. Is the only one that you can, because the whole purpose of Karban Pesach is that you should eat it, not just the Kohen, not just the Mizbeach. You, and if you're not Shaykh to eat it, then you're not Yetz. You can't do it. So now, if we're talking about not people, we're talking about Tumas Basa. Every carbon has a dinner Tumas Basa. What are you telling me? It's only unique Karban Pesach. And then the Braise continues. Let's not compare it to Zman. This din of Zman, people, if you have the wrong time in mind, is a carbon, is a din that applies to Karban. Is now, my Tumas, what does Tumas mean over here? Name of Tumas Basa, we're talking about Tumas of the meat, like you just said, wanted to learn Pshat Nereisha. Why do you say it's unique in Karban Pesach? Every carbon has a din that if the animal came to me, you're not permitted to eat from it. Elopshita, but Tumas Gavre. Must be that this part of the Mishnah is referring to people. This din that if you're tummy, you're not part of the carbon, only applies to Karban Pesach. Is a my einu nei b'chol hazvachim. What do you mean? Doesn't apply to all hazvachim. So Gemara spells it out. Dila b'chol hazvachim. All other kabbanas, whether you're an adol, whether you're a tummy, mishalchin carbon is saying you can send your carbon even though you're not allowed to eat from it. So what? As long as the kohenim can eat from it, the mizbeach can eat from their share. That's enough. The ilu bePesach, when it comes to Karban Pesach, since the whole idea of Karban Pesach that you should eat from it, adol the tummy ain mishalchin pischein. Okay, I can understand that if the mishnah is talking about people, but if it's talking about basa, it doesn't make sense. So what's going on here? Reisha b'tumas basa v'seifa b'tumas gavre. The beginning of the Mishnah we said must be talking about tumah of flesh, of the meat. And now the second part of the Mishnah is talking about tumah of meat, of people. How can that work out? Only inya. Why not? Shame tumah kaparich. The Mishnah is talking about tumah, but it means different things. You know what's called tumah. One tumah is talking about people, one tumah is talking about the flesh itself. Rashi. They can send their carbon. You have to be suitable to eat. Why? How do we know about Karban Pesach? Achil is so important to receive. That according to those who eat, that's how you count. So you have to be able to eat. I'll give you another answer. Maybe sefer nami b'tumas basar. We said just like the reisha definitely is talking about tumas basar, the sefer also is talking about tumas basar. I said, so why are you telling me it's only a unique in carbon Pesach? Every carbon has a din of tumas basar. My einu noig b'chol hazvachim. What do you mean that you don't find this din with all other kabbanas? Dilu b'chol hazvachim. All other kabbanas. There's a difference in the tumah of basar between Pesach and all other kabbanas. In what way? You'll call all kabbanas bein shenitma chelev u'basar kaim. Even if the fats became tummy, the achilas is bech. As long as the basar is still existing, didn't become tummy, so you have achilas kainim. Or bein shenitma basar the chelev kaim. Or whether the basar became tummy, but the chelev is still existing, so the achilas is bech is still. Zoidik is adam, you can proceed with the carbon. But Nashenki Vilu with Pesach, Nitma Chele, granted, if the Chele became Tamei or Basa Kaim, the flesh is alright, Zoidik is adam, you spray the blood and eat the flesh. And eat the meat. But Nitma Basa, the Chele Kaim, but Karban Pesach, if the Basa became Tamei and the Chele exists, it's not a good carbon. Because the purpose of this carbon is that it should be consumed by the Israelim, by the owners of this carbon, and it can't be. Ain't Zoidik is adam. So here you have a din within Tumah that's unique by Pesach, you don't find anything else. The general concept of Tumah's Basa obviously applies everywhere else. But this din, this particular din of Tumah only applies to Karban Pesach and nowhere else. Yeah, all about it is if part became Tummy, part is all right. But here, because this is a chilul. And the Kohen, here nothing. Rashi, What do you mean? There's no mini, if you don't find this, the Me'ola Kabban is, Ain Min Hagab Shazwach, and Shavu Min Hagab, it's not the same thing. There's no flesh, if there's no meat, there's no blood, you don't do Zrika, Im Basar, Kayim Lachilas, Adam, as long as something is available to, for consumption, either for people or for the Mizbech. Oy Chelev Kamech Mizbech, or Mizbech has what it's Shafira on, Zoyrik is Adam, he's praying the blood. Hoyle Pesach, Lemahanya, Achilas Mizbech, Lizik Damala. Baba'ilu Pesach doesn't help. That chilub is back to allow you to spray the blood, because the whole purpose of the Pesach is for you to eat. Eli nishtaya kizayis basak is not mekated tzaylin. Says you might have Maya Kimta. So what do you tell me? The middle part of the Mishnah is talking about betumas basar. You tell me the beginning of the Mishnah, the middle of the Mishnah is all talking about tumah of basar. Nu aim is safer. Look at the end of the Braisa. The Braisa continues. Donin davar shaloi hutem miklala. We decided to compare our elim to tmeim. Something, or maybe to zman, to pigle. Why would we want to compare elim to pigle? We want to compare to pigle because something that never is mutter, if it's pagol, that's it. It's no longer you can ever be eaten. Our elim, if he's not an oral, if he's an oral, not gemalot, he can never eat. It's never hutem miklala.
Medavar shaloi. Why fix it?
Oh, so you're no longer an oral. Are you? But while you're in your current state, you can never be fixed. You never be mutter. Val techiach tumah, but you cannot bring it out of tumah because you can be tameh and still eat it. When shayin hutin miklala, if tumah hutin betzibur, if majority of the eating not tameh, you're allowed to eat it in the state of tumah. So how can you learn? That's what the Braise is saying here. Now, what kind of tumah are we talking about here? Remember, we're talking about tumah's basa. Rashi. You said till now we're talking about Tumas Buster. So let's work it out. What are we talking about? Tumas Buster. The flow of the Braise is talking about Tumas Buster. Are we continuing to talk about Tumas Buster? Hey, Chahutra, where do you find that Tumas Basar is mutter, even the tzitz is matzah? But now that I eat it, where do you find it's mutter? Where is the whole idea of Tumas Hutter Betzibur? If the people, if the majority of the people are Tameh, you're allowed to bring the carbon Pesach Betumah. That's a din of the people, not a din of the Basar. So how can you, we're talking about Basar till now. So what do you tell me, Amaisa, that you're talking about Basar, but there's something in common between Orla and Zman that Basar, that Tumah doesn't have? If Tumah Basar, the exact same din, Lahutra Miklala. Where do you find a hut? When the tzibur is tamei, then it's mutter. The first two cases, we're going to have to at least say that this case is definitely talking about tumas gavre, as long as it's called tumas, so we're jumping back and forth, but it still goes under the banner of tumas. However, I'll give you another answer. We're still talking about Tumas Basar. How weird do you see that Tumas Basar Hutter Beklal? Very interesting. Kula betumas Basar Behecha Hutter. You know what's mutter? Betumas Pesach. When we say that a tzibur is allowed to eat Tumas Hutter Betzibur, what's it? Then the allowed to eat the Pesach. But they're Tameh. So what happens when they touch the meat of the Pesach? It becomes Tameh. And yet they're allowed to eat. So we see Tumas Hutter Betzibur, even Tumas Basar. But now we learn Pesach Betumah, Necha Betumah. The whole purpose of the Pesach is to be eaten. So we see that taka, as a result of the tumah hutah betzibur by the people, it also evolved that you tumah hutah, the basar also is mutter. Rashi, bottom of the page. Hey, chishtai, tumah basar lachila. Where are you matter tumah basar by eating? I feel a carbon tzibur. Even a carbon tzibur should doicha tumah. Even a carbon tzibur doicha tumah because it's hani mila krovi. You're allowed to bring it up. I will mechla betumah. Look, we don't find anywhere you're allowed to eat it. It's not against Israel. Chamishu dvarin boim betumah. But ain't nachalim betumah. You're not allowed to eat the betumah. Elo pshita betumah is gavrish. I feel a pesach shalai hutu liyachi tamay for an individual tamay. Not only he cannot eat from it, he cannot even participate in the carbon you just said a minute ago. Lishalai pishchay lazara lishchay din alatukud. Says that, you know, it says that lefi achloi tochoisa, you have to be able to eat it. But nevertheless, heotar le tzibur tmein, if a tzibur is tamei, lahavi pischein betumah, the latter being the psachim betumah, im ruben tmein, the majority of the eating tamei, we'll see later on, there you're allowed to eat it, nimtza shehutur miklal yisurah, that the isa became mutter. So we say that, no, it also affects the eating as well. Shemitchilas lebalay nemra, habas ike pesach. The only purpose you bring a pesach is lachil to eat it. The chishari lachmana laasui betumah. If the Torah says, if you tummy, as long as tzibur is tummy, you make b'moyadai fill the betumah, then you're allowed to bring it. The tummy means b'roiv tzibur. See, ish ish giyavach tummy, ish nitchil pesach. Only an individual person gets rejected, it gets pushed off. But not another community. Adait de lemech l'shaya. What's the purpose of bringing on pesach to eat? Says that you're allowed to even eat it. Says Gemara Vayta. Mosiv Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua. He asked the following question. In the dinner by Karm Pesach, you have to bring an animal that's less than a year old. So what happens if the Pesach that you set aside, Sheovra Shnosei, that the year went by. How is it the year went by? So Rashi says, Sheovra Shnosei, four lines on top, Sheneulid Ishtakid, was born last year, Kaden Rosh Chesh Nizm, before Nisan. I remember Nisan Rosh Hashanah for these things. V'Yifrisha L'Shem Pesach, and you set aside for Pesach, and when Rosh Chodesh came along, so when you set it aside, you set a month before Pesach, it was still under a year old. Now it comes Pesach, it's over a year old, it's not kosher for Pesach. So what is it suitable for? Kavosh Lamin. The only thing it's suitable we had before that Lishmai is a Shlamin. So this current Pesach now is suitable to be a Shlamin. Pesach the rest of the year, what do you do with the Pesach? He brings a Shlamin. What's the Shail then? So more like this. So what happened was you had a Pesach, the year went by, and v'shachte bezmano was on Pesach. It wasn't after Pesach, it was on Pesach. And you shechted lishmoy, and you had a minor karm Pesach. The question is, is it kosher or not kosher? Do we say that automatically switches to a shlamim, or what happens? Or even doesn't shlamim? Maybe it's kosher karm Pesach. We'll soon see why should it be kosher. The fact is, it's over a year old. Why should it be kosher? See in a minute. V'chein ha-sheichet achedim l'shem Pesach bezmano. You took any other karm, and you had in mind that this should be karm Pesach. What's it then? On Pesach. It's not kosher. He didn't, it's not a carbon Pesach. He took a shlami, he took another carbon, and he had a mind Pesach. How does that work? Rabbi Shua Machshir. Rabbi Shua says kosher. Rashi. V'shach v'zmanu l'shmoi goras d'havu l'sheichet shlami l'shem Pesach l'zmanu. What you did was you took a shlami and you had a mind. This current Pesach automatically is a current shlami because over a year old. It doesn't matter whether you personally had it in mind or not. It automatically came a shlami. But now, what did you have in mind? Current Pesach. So Rabbi Lezer poisel why time of mifadish pekam zokni learned the uma and goes like this. Umadur Pesach shemayse b'shlami. What happened to Pesach after Pesach? It turns into shlami. Shach etu l'shem shlami b'zmanu posel. Yet if you shechted it for Shlamim. On Pesach, you took a current Pesach. Instead of having a minor current Pesach, you had a minor Shlamim. What's it in? Madach a Pesach automatically becomes a Shlamim. And yet, if you had a minor Shlamim on Pesach, it's possible. So, Shlamim she'emutari ma'isim ba'Pesach. Karm Shlamim. You took an actual Karm Shlamim, which can never be turned into a current Pesach. And you had a minor current Pesach. Surely it's possible. Madach a current Pesach, which already has in it a potential for a Shlamim. And you, so therefore, there's a link between Pesach and Shlamim. And yet, you took a Shlamim and you had a minor current Pesach. It doesn't work. So, surely a Shlamim has nothing to do with it. A Shlamim never turned to Pesach. And you had a minor Pesach. Surely it's not even a potential to turn to Pesach. Surely it doesn't work. He had a mind Pesach, but his mind Pesach ain't a dinge possible. Surely it's possible. However, why is it your machshir? He learns like this. The calls vachim shen is bachim shaloi lishmak shen. The first mission is vachim said that any carbon that you had in mind, the wrong carbon is kosher, but Allah shen bailim. But the carbon itself is kosher. Chutz me Pesach v'chatzah. The only two exceptions are Pesach v'chatzah. If you had the wrong carbon in mind, you ruined it. The e mishum. So all kabbalah. What happened? You did a shlamim here. You took a shlamim because this Pesach automatically becomes a shlamim the moment it became a year old. What are you going to do with the current Pesach? Turn to shlamim. So this animal became a shlamim. A shlamim, if you didn't have in mind the correct thing in mind, it's still kosher carbon. You had in mind a current Pesach. The imishum the nishchadu l'shem Pesach kavuchemer kavuchemer. Ma shalei bezmane. Ma shalei bezmane. She ain't a kosher shlamim. You took a current Pesach and you had in mind a current Pesach after Pesach. It doesn't work. Achedim chedim l'shmoi, but others, if you did any other carbon, you had in mind the Pesach, we said in the Mishnah. Every carbon, if you had the wrong thing in mind, is kosher. So Pesach is stricter. So bizmane on Pesach, shu kosher l'shmoi. If you had in mind Pesach, it would have been kosher, a normal carbon. And the dinshi yishrachein l'shmoi, so sure you take another carbon, you had in mind Pesach, shu should be kosher. The chol tamay hasafari, I'm going to explain, it elaborates over there. Says Gemara, right? The only reason why we have a machlekes is bizmane because it happened on Pesach. The shaylis is a kosher, not kosher. And you had it was on Pesach. He had it on Pesach, but it was a shlamim. But you had it on Pesach. So a machlekes is kosher apostle. Hoshel loy bizmane. But what about if it was loy bizmane? And let's say this shlamim now, and you had a mind of Pesach, but not on Pesach itself. You had a mind of Pesach after the rest of the year when it's a shlamim. Then kosher, like we learned in the first mission of Zvachim, any carbon you had the wrong thing in mind is a kosher to carbon. So it would have been kosher. Rashi, shalei bezmanei, loy pasulei rabbelezer, im shachtu in Pesach. He would have taken this shlamim. now it became a shlamim, converted to shlamim. And you would have had in mind the Pesach any other time of the year, it would have been kosher. Like any other carbon, you had the wrong thing in mind, it's kosher. The only machlek is this because you did it on Pesach itself. If you took a shlamim, had in mind Pesach, it's no good. Obviously, they all agree, leibes manei, outside of Pesach, he had in mind a shlamim. For Pesach, it would have been good. Now, the question is like this. According to Rav Chisda, who believes in Hoyel, Rav Chisda, the Chumra will say Hoyel, so why didn't you say that this carbon could have been brought Pesach, and a Pesach would have been puzzle? How come it's kosher the rest of the year? Why are you saying the whole year is kosher? What happened to your Hoyel? The Chumra, you should say Hoyel. Name a Hocha, Hoyel sins, Ve'ilis manei have it. Had it been Pesach, not during the year, wait till next Pesach. V'shachit, and you would have shechted l'shmoy. And you would have shechted for Pesach. You hold that it's a, Rabbi Lezer hold that it's puzzle, mifsel. So even during the year, should be able to quote Rabbi Lezer, should be puzzle, because of Hoyel. Hochanami, Naam, Lifsel, Vikidama, Gabi Odol. Like we said about Odol, you said Hoyel, since he could have malled himself. And he would have puzzled the carbon, even though he didn't mal himself. But he could have. It's enough to puzzle this carbon. Same over here. Hoyel could wait till next Pesach, therefore could turn back to the Pesach. So even once a shlam, it should be puzzle. One of the first Rashi, Hoyel, the Yahavi puzzle, Hashanami puzzle. L'chumra, Mr. Rabban.
Yeah, but
is it a kosher carbon or not? We're saying it's pasul carbon.
No, but
luchumra means that it's a pasul. You shouldn't be a pasul carbon. You still be yaitze carbon pesach. If it's a carbon pesach, you yaitze. He's still allowed to eat and everything else. He's not yaitze whatever his carbon is had to bring. If he made a promise to bring a carbon, he didn't fulfill his promise. That's what it means over there. So why are you saying that the carbon is pasul? Why is it pasul? You use the concept of hoyel. It's an interesting stretch of how to use hoyel here. It says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Bamai, why? Name, let us say, hoyel of his manai paisel. Had it been paisel, according to Rabbi Lezer's paisel, it's manai paisel. It's different. Says the pasuk, "Bamartim zevach pesach hu." Says in the pasuk, you should say, "Says zevach pesach hu." I mean, who is actually? This is a carbon of pesach. It. What is the actual word? So you touch on the word "hu." Bahaviyasa. It should always remain what it is. Loi hu l'shem achedim. Pesach cannot be brought. If you had in mind the wrong carbon, it's no good. And v'loi achedim shma on pesach. If you took another shlamim, you had in mind pesach, it's also no good. When bismanai shu pasul. So therefore, since we compare the two to each other, when it's pasul bismanai only on pesach. So who pasul l'shem achedim? You took the pesach and you had in mind another carbon. When is that pasul? Only on pesach. If you took a pesach and the rest of the year and had in mind shlamim, it's good because the pesach turns into shlamim. When is the pasul of pesach? You had in mind the wrong carbon only on pesach. So when you had another carbon, you had in mind pesach. When's the puzzle? Only on Pesach. So we learn from who that only when one is puzzle, the other one is puzzle. Only on Pesach. The Gemara tells us the fascinating thing. Rab Simloi, we change the subject a little bit. Rab Simloi. Also, Likamed Rab Yechon. Rab Simloi came before Rab Yechon. Amalei, he said to Rab Yechon, Rebbe, Nisneli, teach me, man, my teacher, Sefer Yuchsin. Teach me Sefer Yuchsin. The Pasha Sefer Yuchsin means this pedigree, you know, the Yichas of all the Tzadikim. Rashi says Sefer Yuchsin is the brises on Divrei Hayamim in Tanakh. Amalei, Rabbi Yechon said to him, Heichanat, which city do you come from? Amalei, I come from Lud. Then he said to him, Heichan Moisach, where do you live? He said, Nadoi. He said, I'm Israeli and I live now in Bava, I live in Nadoi. Amalei, ain't Nadoinin. The one rule that we have is you don't learn Sefer Yuchsin. Loyle Ludim, Veloy Nadoim. Not anybody comes from Lud, not anybody comes from Nadoi, and Vachoshkin, surely you, the At Mil Lud, Umaisel Nadoi. You come from Lud and you live in Nadoi. Unfortunately, I should learn either them, Rashi says here, either he's just trying to push him away, so he came up with a story, or because these two cities, the people there are not Miyuchasin, and therefore we don't tell them, talking about Yichas, make them angry, because they have absolutely no Yichas, and you can tell them about this wonderful Yichas that these people have.
Lutai is a word for gangster.
Sorry?
The word Lutai is.
Yeah, but here it means the
it's probably.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's where it came from. Kafi Ba'artzi, so he cajoled him and he tried to appease him. Amalei, and he said to Rabbi Yechon, do me a favor, Nisnaye v'gimel yachi. Give me 3 months, we'll go through that whole braises. Shokal kola posibe. He took a bunch of sand and he threw it at him. Amalei, he said, what, are you teasing me? Rabbi Yechon says to him, Madach Bruria, the vizu de Rameya, Madach Bruria, the wife of Rameya, who was an unbelievable Talmid Chacham. Barte de Rabchananya, Ventradian, who was a daughter of Rabchananya. The Tanya we learned Tlas Meyeshmaita Beyoma Megil Meiravasa. She used to learn 300 sugyas from 300 rabbani on a day. That's how smart she was. She was a Tana. She could not learn these Mishnayos and the Braises on the Divrayamim even within 3 years. And you have the chutzpah to say, you're going to learn in 3 months? That's what he said to Rabbi Loi. So the Rabbi Loi, I guess, started to leave. His Rabbi Loi started to leave, was upset, whatever. Amalei Rebbe said, Rebbe, I'm going to ask you one question. Ma is it? Why? Tell me the difference. Ma ben lishmoy shloy lishmoy lo oichas lo lacha. Why? When it comes to lishmoy shloy, we had 2 thoughts. One lishmoy, the right carbon. One lishmoy, we say that it's no good. Even though you had one right thought, but you had one wrong thought, a contrary thought. And why? When it comes to oichlo and loy loichlo, we say that if you have only loy loichlo, then the carbon is no good. But if you have both in mind, it's all right. Now we learned Rashi already before. Gave us a whole svara that says you cannot check the kazayis without checking the whole animal. But here the Gemara gives a different reason. Amalei. He says to him, Rabbi Yechaz, hoyel v'tzurim v'rabonan, I see you're tamachach, you're not stam a guy who wants to waste my time. Tov emelach, come here, I'll tell you. Lishmoy, ulushaloy lishmoy. You know why over there, even though some people say you had the right kavanah, you had the wrong kavanah, because 4 reasons. Psul ebe gufa, first of all, there's a psul in the animal itself. Your machshava is a psul in the animal itself. But when you think about the people who can eat the animal, it's not the animal itself, it's about outsiders. When you think about people who are capable of eating and people who are sick who cannot eat, you're not talking about the animal itself. Number one. Exactly. Number two. Which section of the animal is the lishmoy, the right kavana, and which section of the wrong kavana? You can't divide that. I can say you guys get the forepart of the animal, you get the hindquarters of the animal. We can divide it physically. Number two, so you can, because you can see where the heter is chal, therefore the heter is chal over there. You cannot see where the heter is chal. Number three. That applies to any one of the 4 avodas. Only applies to shchita. We said before, only applies to shchita because the whole purpose of eating only applies then. And we said before, number 4. You can ruin a carbon tzibur also if you have the wrong thing in mind. You can't have the wrong people in mind because it doesn't apply because the tzibur is always there. Rav Ashi says psulei begufa. I think there are only 3 differences because psulei begufa and yef shalavadi. So you read the chadim milsi. The psul is in the goof, and therefore you cannot ascertain what's awesome. Shaking when there the isas and the people, you can tell the people which part of the animal they should eat. Why talk to the gufa? Because he cannot separate where they segregate the isurim, east of the hetter. Omar Rami Barav Yuda. Rami Barav Yuda said, Omar Rav Miyoim Shenignes Sefer Yuchsin, from the day that Sefer Yuchsin was hidden, Toshas Koichen Shel Chachamim. We forgot. Rashi was bothered. Why would they hide Sefer Yuchsin? What's wrong with Sefer Yuchsin? Why would they hide it? So Rashi even says, Nishtakach. Not that they, it sounds from Rashi, not that they deliberately went to hide it, it got lost. He was forgotten over time. Well, otherwise, hard to understand why he was lost. Even though the Gemara in Kedushin says that they used to bring out the Sefer Yuchsin only once a week, because they didn't want to be mefasim too much and dwell on it too much. And as a result, the kar moil einayim, the chachamim lost some of their ability to see things. So I skipped over. Tosha's kar chachamim became weaker because Rashi says the secrets of the Torah were hidden there. So there's something more to it than just Divrei HaYomim v'Yichazeh. There must be something there that was there that was forgotten. The Kor Moedei name, and therefore their ability to see also became weaker. Kedush and all that. Mazutra said between the two psukim, the Rashi and Otzel. There's one pasuk that says Otzel had 6 kids, and then it says the very end of the pasuk says Elu Bnei Otzel. To Inu, we require Dalad Mea Gamla 400 camels, the drasha, to contain all the drushes on this two what's in between the two words. Rashi says it is Tupsukim and Parsha Gdeila Benain. But if you look here on the side and they quote the Pasik, it seems to be 4 lines apart. Yeah. How far apart are they? The 3 prog apart. Okay. There's 2 seconds. Because we have 2 psukim of the Otzel Shishabonim. So according to Rashi, they're very far apart. Others say it's within the same pasuk itself. La'otzel, look at the last pasuk there. Starts over La'otzel and look at both psukim. The same pasuk basically is in both places. It starts over La'otzel and ends over El Bnei Otzel. And that even one pasuk, look how much drushes there are. Okay, we'll stop here.